Earlier today, I caught up with Wexford football manager John Hegarty. The Wexford footballers have had an unbelievable campaign so far, finishing top of Division 4, winning every game and securing both promotion and a place in the Division 4 league final. Wexford travel to Croke Park tomorrow to face Limerick at 5.
Sports Beat Extra.
Beat 102-103.
John, thanks a million for joining me. Obviously, the last time we spoke, you were unbeaten in the league. You're still unbeaten. You've finished up the league campaign now in first place, not dropping a single point. I suppose, firstly, before we dive into, obviously, the game on Saturday, I want to talk about that game against Tipperary. The 1 point difference there to give you the win. You must be delighted with that fixture in particular.
Yeah, it was the most difficult game we'd had all league. And in fairness to Tipperary, that's a credit to them. They certainly showed up and they put us to the pin of our collar. And I don't know how they feel about it, but it certainly looked like some green shoots and signs of better results ahead for them. I know that the first time we took the lead was in the 73rd minute, and we were very lucky to get out of it. But that being said, I was really happy with the response of the players. Tip got a goal with about 15 minutes to go to put them, I think it was 8 points up. And it would have been very easy for our lads to say at that point, look, we are promoted. We've got what we wanted out of this and just accept that it wasn't going to be our night. But they did come back really strong and they scored 1-6 without reply to finally win it by a point. So an awful lot tighter than some other games, but certainly one that we were very happy with in the end.
Mm-hmm. And then to round off the season then, you know, you look at going up to that trip to Longford. By all means, probably not the calibre of opposition in comparison to Tipperary, but at the same point, you've still got to go up there and produce the result, and the players certainly brought that confidence from the Tipperary win into that fixture, didn't they?
Yeah, and I think momentum is a strange thing in sport that you can't underestimate how important it is when things are going well for you, but also how quickly it can disappear. But certainly that day in Longford, we got a good start. And it was clear that maybe, you know, Longford were not their very best. And I suppose we played into the wind in the first half. We had a lead at halftime and it was, you know, relatively straightforward from there. And but great to keep that momentum going and head into a league final with that result behind us.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of league finals, it's the biggest one that everyone's talking about down in Wexford, obviously in Croke Park this Saturday. Limerick, the opposition, there was a bit of to and fro as to who would be second, because obviously Tipperary played Wicklow, and I think if Waterford had beaten Limerick, Wicklow would have gotten into the second place, but it is Limerick you're facing now. You'd obviously played them in the league, and the lads talked about how big of a result it was to get a win against them. It's not going to be an easy contest on Saturday, is it?
No, it's certainly not. And it was our second league game, and everybody was jockeying for positions, I suppose, at that stage in the league. And we had, from the time the fixtures were made, we had targeted it as being a real key game to see where we were at. And so we were really happy to come out of Rathkeel with a win. You, on the face of it, you would have thought at that stage that Limerick would struggle because they had played two games. They had a draw and a defeat. But while everybody is pointing to our results during the campaign, from that game onwards, Limerick are also unbeaten. So Limerick, from that game, have won 5 from 5 and have been really impressive all the way along. And I mean, even last week, when you have one individual scoring 4-12, it shows how strong that the team are. That's impressive shooting. So at the time, it was a really pivotal game for us, but just for us to evaluate ourselves. I think both teams have changed a lot, and I would say both teams have improved a lot since that game.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we talked about momentum there a little bit earlier, and obviously a league finalist, the cherry on top to what was the objective at the beginning of the year, which was gaining promotion. You've gotten that now, but it is, I suppose, vitally important to keep that momentum going, to get a win here so that when you're going into the Leinster Championship, you've got that winning streak behind you.
Yeah, well, Saturday evening is nearly a standalone game, and the real prize is a trip to Croke Park, and the opportunity to win some silverware. And for teams like Limerick and Wexford, they don't get that opportunity too often. So I can only speak for our lads, but they are really looking forward to it, excited by it, and they just can't wait to get out there. And like the Leinster Championship, is, yes, it's a priority, but it is a challenge because our first game comes 7 days after the league final. So our league final is on Saturday evening. The following Saturday evening, we're out in the Leinster Championship. So it's hard to have the headspace to think about that right now. But I've no doubt, after Saturday evening, it's certainly something that we will come to focus on. And you would love to be going into it maintaining that momentum, but there's a big obstacle in the way first.
Yeah, I suppose equally, sport is all about, I suppose, looking forward. You very rarely have time to look back on the accomplishments that you've achieved, but it can't be understated the severe campaign you've had, like going unbeaten in the league, gaining promotion in first place. You know, looking back at the squad now at the beginning of the year, was this ever an outcome you had anticipated? Obviously, promotion was the goal, but to do it undefeated.
Yeah, that's not something that you can really, sit down and plan for. Everybody will tell you about taking game by game, and if you do that and you keep accumulating one win followed by one win followed by one win, then it becomes a real prospect. And the first time we spoke about it was after we'd gained promotion, because after, it's quite unusual that you would be in that situation with two games to go. So that can leave a little bit of a lull, and you can lose some of the intensity and some of the impetus in the training sessions, which have been so focused up to that point. So we had made a decision after our fifth game that we would actively target winning 6 from 6, and if we could do that, go for 7 from 7. So it really only became an option and a possibility after promotion was achieved. But that being said, it was something that we didn't shy away from, and we said was a target, and held ourselves accountable to that.
I suppose finally, I'll end by asking, obviously, all awards in these sorts of sports come as a team, but for you personally now, going out tomorrow afternoon to kind of lead out the Wexford footballers in Croke Park, that must be a special feeling for yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I suppose I played for Wexford for quite a few years. We only ever got to two finals in the last, I don't know, 20 years. So this opportunity doesn't come around too often. I'm delighted for the players because their hard work is what's put us in this position. And for many of them, this is their first opportunity to play in Croke Park. So look, it's an exciting opportunity, but something there that's there to be seized. Everybody will tell you about, even if it's an under eights kids, they'll say, go out and enjoy the game. And of course, I'll be saying that as well. But in reality, you really only enjoy the games you win. So we'll be doing our utmost to make sure that that happens as well.
Absolutely. Well, that game kicks off tomorrow in Croke Park at 5 o'clock. It'll be live on TG Cahir. John, thank you so much for joining me. It's been an absolute pleasure and best of luck.
Thanks very much, Oran.
Sports Beat Extra.
Beat 102-103.